Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and today I am joined by Perry Superintendent Lynn Euben. We are talking about her impending retirement. This will be part one of a two-part interview. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting me. I've always enjoyed coming out.
So my first question is, the June meeting was your final Perry School Board meeting of your career. How did it feel to be leading that one last meeting?
You know, it didn't really feel any different. You know, when I went home and, of course, visiting my husband and talking about, okay, I've been going to school board meetings for 27 years. And so probably not till next month, and the next month will it feel a little bit different. But, you know, I've enjoyed them. But, you know, when you look back, you don't think it's been that long, but because time does go quickly. But yeah, it has been 27 years. So it will be interesting as July comes in August and September. It'll be different.
Yeah, so you mentioned that you've been doing this for 27 years now. So I guess kind of take me through your history as an educator.
I started teaching special education in Fredericksburg, Iowa. And in the day, we were in portable buildings. And, you know, we're talking 70s. We were in the portable buildings. Typically, special ed was outside. And that's just the evolution. And then I taught Fredericksburg and West Union, taught special ed, and both in kind of buildings separate from the school. Then I taught special ed at South Tama for 12 years and did some coaching, basketball and softball and golf and volleyball, and did a little coaching. And then when I was at South Tama, our kids were both born at South Tama, and then I went back and got my principalship, and so we went to Central DeWitt by the Quad Cities. And that's where I started going to school board meetings. And I had two rural elementaries that were kind of fun. You know, you traveled over the lunch hour about 10 miles apart. Then we went to Iowa Falls, which is closer to our home towns of Allison and Applington, where our moms are still there. And was a middle school principal, elementary and then middle school most of the time there. And then my first superintendency was Winfield Mount Union, southeast Iowa, mm-hmm. by Mount Pleasant. And then 8 years ago, our daughter, graduated from Iowa Falls. Our son graduated from Winfield Mount Union. And then 8 years ago, we moved here. There are search firms, you know, that look for superintendents. And the district had hired a search firm. And to be honest, I really didn't have Perry on my radar, so to speak, and wasn't really looking. I enjoyed Winfield Mount Union, a nice area. But the search firm called me, and I knew that I had been at South Tama, our family had, for 11 years, and that we kind of enjoyed the diverse environment and the kids, and so thought we might, you know, be a good match for Perry. And so I started making calls to find out more about Perry, and then we came and visited, and, you know, my husband and I were very impressed with Perry. We liked the location. The more we got to know about Perry, the more we liked it. So we came and interviewed together. You know, that's important. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, this year, we'll celebrate our 39th anniversary. And so we've always been everywhere together. And so that was important to us. But we came here and met the people and really enjoyed the school board, which is huge. You know, when you come as a superintendent, that's a big deal. You know, you meet the board members and we had a great board. We had Dave Menz and Kathy Powell and Scott Seeley and Dan Wilhelmy and Derek Van Kirk were my first board members. And my husband and I were just so impressed with them. We could tell they really cared about kids in their community. And plus, they were just fun people, you know, and you want to feel a little bit like you're having a little bit of fun, you know, when you're here and having the interview and thinking, oh, this would be kind of a neat place. I know they care about kids, but you know, and we're going to have a little fun doing this, getting this job done. So that was kind of how we got here. And you know, we've enjoyed it ever since. We plan on staying around. We enjoy the location and the people and, you know, still want to spend some time seeing the kids and their activities and things. And so we plan on sticking around.
Great. I'm sure the kids will like to still see you around then. So take me through some of your, best memories in your time as an educator?
Well, when I came to Perry, you know, it was kind of interesting. The first year I came to Perry was the first year of the across-the-board cuts, which, of course, no one anticipated. and no one knew. So, you know, here we had to kind of dig in. It's like, hi, I'm your new superintendent. And guess what? We're going to have to cut about $1.2 million. So that was kind of tough at first to come in and do those things. But I had a very supportive board. The district was support, and the community was pretty supportive. We all got the word out and talked about things, and everybody knew we were, you know, this was something we had to do. And so it was quite a process, but I think the community was more supportive than I expected. The board was, okay, Lynn, we know we got to do these things, you know, we're behind you, and that is huge. To have that supportive of a board. So that was kind of a big thing we had to do initially. The old middle school, which you probably don't know where the old middle school is.
I do not.
Is now has a nice new housing and apartments. But that had to be torn down. And I remember coming in people saying, okay, we've been talking about this for 5 years. Let's get that done. And so we had to get that torn down. We had the Perry Performing Arts Center to get built, and that did, you know, we've done a lot with baseball lights and softball. We've done one-to-one laptops at the district. The board made $500,000 initial commitment to at least get 6 through 12, get laptops in the hands of those kids, because we knew that not all our kids had that access at home, and that's a tool that kids need, obviously. Times have changed, and that's huge. We all know technology is huge, and so that was a big commitment. We've had new reading programs and math programs and some new programs in the last few years for our English language learners. Those have all been kind of a neat thing to have. Lots of facility things, lighting across the district, signage across the district, security updates. The middle school heating and cooling units were all, we had to put in new. We've had roof projects. We've had the DMAC Center, the Van Kirk Center, which has been a neat thing for our community and our kids. So there's just been a ton of things that we've worked on and had to do over the last 8 years. So, you know, we're very proud of that.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Superintendent Lynn Eubin. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.